Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, this is Parshvika.
We're going to be talking about the secret sauce to bring in sales, whether it's a print-on-demand business, whether it's any creative business that you have in the online space or offline, whatever business you're running, the things we're going to be applicable to all the businesses. So I'm going to share the secret sauce based on my experience and knowledge, which I think that works for me. Hopefully it will going to work for you. A lot of the free content, the links are in description box below. You could very well grab the free stuff. So we also have the paid programs and paid plans and paid stuffs. The links are in description box below. You can very well check out these resources based on whatever, wherever you are in your journey and what you need help with. Okay, let's dive in. Now, keep in mind that I'm going to be sharing on my experience and knowledge so far, so it may be applicable to your situation or may not be, so please take my advice with a grain of salt. That's a kind of like a disclaimer I always wanted to put so that people take the advice with a grain of the salt. It's not like this thing will going to be applicable to everyone out there, but this is what I have worked for me and I want to share with you guys in a hope that it would help you. The secret sauce. Now, people think a lot about how to make more money, how to get in more sales, upload more products, do the promotions, do marketing, get the right niches, get the right tags, title. Like, you think so much when uploading the products on print-on-demand websites or anywhere you're selling the products, anywhere you're selling something, you think a lot about how to get more sales, how to get this thing done, how to do this and that. But technically speaking, there are only a few things that actually determine your sales. So we're going to be diving into today's those things that helped me to actually dive into that. The first secret sauce or the first secret thing is that you should always sell those things or target always those niches or those things that you really love doing, that you really love to buy them. This is really important and no one really talks about that. The people talk about the sneaky tactics, the sneaky strategies, oh, these hot niches, trending niches, oh, target these niches, blah, 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 blah. You may be making some of the sales with those niches, but if you really want to build a business, you really want to build a brand out of the niche that you're targeting or anything like that, then you really should be selling only those things or targeting only those niches in which you are in love with that. Because if you're not in love with whatever you're doing, then trust me, you won't get the results. You might hit the sales here and there, but it won't be everlasting. It will not gonna go forever and you may end up quitting it because you are not in love with that and it's not getting you the results. You're like, it's not getting me the results and I'm not in love with this thing. It's boring. It's tiring and you're eventually gonna give up. So that's what I'm gonna say, you guys. Only go for those things that you're in love with that. And how you would be knowing whether you like that thing or not. The best thing is to figure out what your interests and hobbies are. What you like, what you don't like. If you don't know about it, then maybe try different niches, different products or different things out there to see whether you really enjoy that or not. Or whether it's another job for you. Because we want to build our businesses that we love doing it. We are not building a job, another 9-to-5 job that we hate. So try different things and see which one you like it, which one you really enjoy it, which one you had fun. Because with that being said, I'm going to cover in the next tip. But the first thing is to consider to have the products or targeting the niches which you are in really love with that. The second secret sauce that I have for you, why I'm focusing on the things that you really love doing, because when you target the things or when you focus on things that you really love doing, you are in the high vibe, you are in the high frequency, and the sales or the money that you want to make is also on that frequency. So when you are on that frequency, it's so easy to attract the money, the sales, whatever you're looking for, the results that you're looking for your business. So that is the second tip for me. That is the second tip that I have for you guys. is to be at that high frequency where the frequency of the money is there. Again, this tip, no one really talks about that because your energy needs to be aligned with your actions. If you're taking the actions, if you're doing the external work, but if your energy is not aligned with that, then probably you won't get the results. That's why it's so important to actually focus on your energy. Your energy, after doing all the work of making the products and uploading the products and building the store, if your energy is not aligned, you won't get any results, even after you're doing all the sneaky strategies and techniques about all those YouTube gurus who are talking about that, because your energy is not aligned with that. And if you believe it or not, we create our reality. We all create our reality, whether we create it consciously or unconsciously, whatever it is, we all create our reality. So if your energy is aligned with the things that you want, then you're gonna attract the sales, you're gonna attract the money, whatever you're looking for from your business. That's why it's so important to go for the things that you really love doing, because when you love doing it, you're on the high frequency, you enjoy it, you're happy, you're vibe, you're satisfied, and then the money flows so quickly and so fast, without much of the hard work, without of the hassle, without of struggling, and you see the things working for you overnight and you're like, oh, I'm a lucky person. And yes, everyone is lucky. So once you know these secrets, the things work so quickly, so fast. Everyone struggle, but struggle is not the thing that actually helping them getting the results. It's actually aligning their energy to the actions they are doing to actually get the results. If energy is not aligned with the actions that you are doing, it would be really hard or really a lot of the work to get the results, because everything is the energy, if you believe it or not. But that's the truth, that's the reality, the law of attraction. This work, guys, your life, not just your business or making money, but also attracting relationship, whatever you want to attract, whatever you want to have, these things work. So that's the second thing that I want to share with you guys. The third tip I have for you is fall in love with the process of building your business. This is another important part. Business is not like okay, I'm gonna make six-figure income, then I'm gonna quit my business, I'm gonna start with something new, something juicy, and yeah, no, you're building a business, you're building a brand which is gonna be there for forever. So you need to fall in love with the process. Now, how to fall in love with the process? The best thing is that when you do the thing that you really love doing, think of the thing times when you went to the beach or went to the garden and you just sitting around looking at the nature, listening to the music, or going to your favorite restaurant, or going to the theater to watch the movie. The things that you really enjoy doing, the time passes by and you don't even know, oh, it's been 3 hours, I've been doing this, I don't really know, I've been in the process, I've lost the time. That's the thing you need to have with your business, whatever you're doing. When you really love the process, when you really love the journey, and time passes by and you don't even see it, then everything just works wonder, because you are in the high vibe, you're in the high frequency, and the money, the sales, everything is on the high vibe, and you quickly attract them in your life. Everything is attraction based thing, because it's an attraction based universe. Universe doesn't care who you are, doesn't care what you did in the past, doesn't care. It only cares if your energy is aligned with what you want or not. If it's not, then you won't get the results. You're gonna get where your energy is aligned with whatever it is. So that's the most important thing, is to going with the products that you love doing, increasing your frequency, and loving the process, and loving the journey, because it's a long-term process. It's going to be there for a couple of years, or maybe a couple of the decades, or whatever it is. So loving the process, love the process every single day that you're putting in the work, even if you're doing the making a logo, or uploading the next product, or updating the title and tags, or promoting on social media, whatever it is, it's a fun process, guys. With that being said, the fourth tip I have for you, make it as a fun. It's a fun. It's a, you're not doing another job. You're not doing another 9-to-5 job. Treat your business as a business, we say that, not as a hobby, but have fun. Don't chew the juice out of the business that you don't even enjoy it and you start hating it. Because it happened with the people in the beginning when they start with something new, they're so happy and so excited. They do the work, and everything is working perfectly. They are getting the results, they are excited, they're showing up every single day. But over time, they get burned out because it's a lot of the work. And trust me, business is not just about 9-to-5 job. It's more than that. You even work on Sundays. You even work sometimes at the night, okay? So it's more than 9-to-5 job that you do. So it's sometimes you feel like, oh, it's a lot of the work. You started hating it. And eventually you fall out of the track and you're like, why did I start it? I'm not getting the results. I'm hating it. I want to quit it. So the best thing is to have fun. Have fun in the small little things, in the small little moments. Enjoy the small moments. If you make the store logo, enjoy that you made it. Actually, celebrate the small achievements. That's another tip I have for you, is celebrate the small achievements, whatever it is. Not just making a six-figure in your business or $1 million in your business. That's a big achievement, a big goal. Of course, you can celebrate that. But celebrating these small moments, like you're showing up every single day for 1 month. That's a great thing. Showing up every single day, doing the thing, and it's amazing. So just enjoy that. Just celebrate it, whatever way it makes you feel good. Just celebrate it. That's the most important thing, guys, because celebrating, enjoying every single moment, falling in love with the process is the way to actually live your life. Because why we want to have a big money, or why we want to have success or achievement? Because we want to feel happy. We want to feel excited. We want to feel joyful. That's why we want it, right? And if we can enjoy the process right now, then those things will eventually gonna come very fast, because we are on the high vibe, on the high frequency. They're gonna quickly attract it towards us because we're already happy, already excited. They're gonna quickly attract towards us. They're gonna come so fast that you could even imagine with a blink of the eye sometimes. You're gonna get the results. You would be even more happy because the law of attraction will going to give you all the happy things, because you're happy. You're sending the high frequency, high vibe. You're going to track the high vibe, high frequency. So have fun. Celebrate the small achievements. You don't need to wait for the big achievement to achieve and then celebrate. No, celebrate right now that you're showing up every single day. You're getting the job done, getting things done. You're enjoying the process. You dig that first step towards your business, and that's amazing, okay? These things people don't talk on the YouTube. People don't talk that much when they share about the strategies to make more money, to make more sales. They ignore these things, but these are the most important thing, regardless of whatever your business is, regardless of wherever you are, wherever you are doing in your journey. If you're not enjoying the process, if you're hating the process, if you are only focusing on making the money, not focusing on enjoying the things that you're doing, making it happy, or uploading things that makes you happy, you won't get the results, because the energy is not aligned with the actions. The energy is negative, and you're going to attract the negative things instead of the positive things. So it's so important to align your energy with your actions to get the desired results. And sometimes the only aligning the energy get you the results. You don't need to do too much of the hard work every single day. No, just align yourself, maybe meditate, do some yoga, or listen to music, go to the park, whatever it is that makes you feel happy, that makes you feel joyful. Just do that, get aligned, and then do the work. Then work on your business and see that you only have to do the things for a little bit amount of time, and you're gonna get the good results or big results or something like that. The last tip that I'm gonna share, hopefully these tips will going to help you, because these are the things not many people talk about that, but they are really important. The last tip that I wanna share that may be counterintuitive, but it is really important, is to not watch any more videos or content or consume any content about making money online. Yes. Because when we consume the content about making money online, there are so many different strategies, tips and tricks people talk about. And we try to do so much in our business, trying to get the results. We are focusing on the lack. We are focusing on the lack that there is no money, and I have to create the money. I have to get the sales. I have to make my business successful, because it's not successful. And that's the kind of like a vibration you're sending out to the universe. And guess what? The universe will going to give the more lack, more scarcity. So stop consuming the content. Stop comparing yourself with other people out there. stop looking at the social media, constant scrolling on the Instagram, TikTok or YouTube, whatever. Stop doing that, okay? Stop consuming unnecessary content. Focus on your happiness. Focus on the things that you love doing it. Enjoy the process while building your business and upload the products or design the products or make the products that you are in love with, and share your beautiful products, your beautiful creations to the world, and enjoy the process, and you're gonna get the results. And stop comparing, stop looking at other people, what they are doing. It's none of your business what other people are doing in their businesses. It's your business to focus on your business. It's not your business to focus on other people's business. Okay, I hope it makes sense. I'm going to help you because I really share the things which I find it very, very secret because no one is talking about it. And it's so important to do that regardless of wherever we are. We did a lot of the hard work, but we're not getting the results because our energy is not aligned with the actions. That's why we are not getting the results. So hopefully it will going to help you.
See you for the next time. Take care. Bye, guys.